This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
We have been talking, of course, about the situation with regard to kidnapping in South Africa. I got into a fair amount of trouble by saying a few weeks ago that, I don't think it's a problem in the Jewish community because they'll bring our kids back. No one is going to be paying for all those extra lessons. No one is going to give in to the demands of what my kids would want for every meal. I think they would last pretty much an afternoon, after which they would be paying us to return our kids. So yes, I did get into a fair amount of trouble for that because it is, of course, a very serious issue. How should we be worrying about our kids? Should we be tracking our kids? I know many people have for teenage kids, have these cell phone things, 360, where everybody knows where everybody is. Maybe I'm a little different. Maybe I'm a terrible parent, but I've got no interest in knowing where my kids are at any given time. And I'm absolutely firm in my belief that they'll find their way back to me for whatever they need. But yes, maybe I am a little bit flippant with regard to all of this, and probably, most likely, Sherian Lillian is rolling her eyes, shaking her head, and saying, it's not possible for me to speak to this lunatic. Sherian, good morning. How are you?
You'll be surprised that I agree with you on a lot of those points, Howard.
Do you? Because I don't want to know where my kids are every minute of the day. I really don't.
Let me tell you this much. I think that as far as app tracking goes, and as far as raising independent children, we spend childhood trying to raise these independent children to get to the point of them being young adults, and then putting an app on their phone to track them in order to say to them, actually, I don't really trust you, and I don't really think you're capable, and I don't really think you're ready. And I think that message is not the right message to be giving young adults who are ready to take on the world and who are feeling, confident yet anxious, but, really wanting to go out and try and tackle new things. And I think that message is not really the message that we're trying to give, these independent young adults that we've been trying to get to this point for 17 to 20 years. I think it's the wrong message. And I also think that the app tracking in a state of real danger, God forbid, does not actually help our children. And I think that parents are using it from a fear-based response to their own fears, or a control-based response to their own need for control, but it's not actually what our children need. And making decisions based on that place from control or fear is not actually our best children. Like, it doesn't actually have our children's best interests at heart. It's completely fear or control based, and that's not always what's best for our children.
That is so interesting. And surely it's more important that your kids, and I think about young adults or teenagers who are now, going out at night, surely what's more important, and I understand that they're not mutually exclusive, but more important is that they know if they are uncomfortable, they are feeling anything at all, that they can just pick up the phone any time of the day and night, call you, and you'll be there for them. That's different. To couples staying home and watching where their children are at any given time.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, Howard, in all the years that I've spent learning about what, we need to build this healthy parent-child relationship, a tracker for our children has not come anywhere near. I've never seen it.
That's so interesting.
Building of a relationship,
right,
and an openness and a respect and a space for trust and honesty that our children can function and be, and we can keep them safe and close because they want to be. To be safe. They want to be in touch. They want to, keep that connection and that closeness to us because they're attached to us in a healthy way.
It's interesting.
Not because of fear or
absolutely
control or, our children will find ways to be sneaky or to, with an app or without an app. You know, and I think the need for an app in order to micromanage our children is actually a relationship problem and not a safety issue.
It's fascinating because we often talk about that as parents of children who are, you know, young adults and starting their lives. What do we do as parents to try and encourage our kids to be part of our lives? And if I think about my late parents and I think about my in-laws, we are all close and we were close to my parents because we wanted to be around them, because they were fun, because it was a great environment to be. It's the same as with my in-laws. If you want to be, if you create an environment that your kids want to be there, they'll be part of you. No amount of tracking them is going to encourage that.
Absolutely. And I think what people are missing out on is that, what people are missing is that app tracking is, you're thinking you're doing it to keep your children physically safe. But if your home is creating that environment of emotional safety, that is really what keeps our children close. So you can't just skip that whole element of, you know, building a family and building a home and building your relationships with your children and think that they're going to keep that closeness with you and keep that connection with you. It's not only about fun and, you know, home. It's about, this is a place where I feel safe. This is a place that I want to be. This is the place where I can be, you know, authentically myself. And, you know, so I don't need to run off to places, and I don't need to go off with other crowds and get myself, God forbid, into dangerous situations to try and find my place elsewhere, because I know my place. I know where I belong. I have that sense of worthiness and belonging and safety within my family system and within my home. And when our children have that, it's much easier for them to keep that connection to us when they're out of home, and also be able to identify situations that don't feel safe and that don't feel good to them, and hopefully get out of them without just following along with the crowd if they're able to, you know?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I'm seeing a few messages on the SMS line saying, not sure what world you guys are living in. What tell that to the four kids who were kidnapped? Well, I think your point that you were making was valid in the sense that even if their cell phones were tracked, they were thrown away, they were found on the side of the road. How would it have helped? We know where the kids were until they were taken away. Would it have helped? Would there have been any benefit at all?
Absolutely. And the truth is that I definitely think there can be a place for app tracking within the home that is purely from the point of view of safety, and that is boundaried and consented from the children, and that is, you know, really respectful for the parent and the child. And I don't think that there's no place for it, and, you know, that technology is the devil and we must avoid it. You know, I think that there can be a place for it, and it can be helpful. And putting these kinds of trackers on our kids' phones is not the problem. It's tracking them and taking away their autonomy that I have the problem with. Tracking them and then following up on them and not giving them the opportunity to make decisions for themselves and following up with them. Oh, well, you told me you were there, but you were really there. What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, those of things. And I also think if you want to have these apps to track your children so that if you can't get hold of them after a certain period of time, you can check the app and check on their safety. I support that fully. But as I said to you in the beginning, in a case of severe danger, I don't think that app on their phone can really help, except for, God forbid, the last place that they were.
Yeah, and San says, what about those apps that tell you where we all are, but with a panic button? So it's not for us to track the kids, but when there's a panic button call, you know, then you know that they're in danger.
Sure, I think that is fantastic. I think that you have to know where you're living and the place you're living in. Let technology help you in that way. I think that is so helpful and so beneficial, but that's the intentionality behind that is so different to tracking your children and following up on them and not letting them lead their own lives and not letting them make decisions. and, you know, maybe punishing them for being somewhere that they said they wouldn't be, which, as I said, already is a relationship-based issue and not a tracking physical safety issue.
Yeah, if that's your thing, I think go and get a hobby, because there are better ways to spend your time. Sherrian Lillian, mindful parenting educator from Parent the Feeling. Absolutely loved that conversation, especially because I didn't think that Sherrian was going to agree with me on my approach. What do you think? 34519 or 0618951019. It is 8:30, about to go 8:31. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.